All right. The first fragment is just a recap on one of the fragments that I shared on Sunday. And then the second fragment ties into the first. And it's also a little bit of resurrection and a little bit of habitation. So you see a little bit of
Amen.
everything in there. Let me pull up my slides real quick. Should have had them up already. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Right. So my first fragment was started from two sentences from a Holy Ghost note in Apostles' Notes from Passover, and I have them on the screen. The screen is up, everyone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Amen. All right. And the first the one of the sentences says, this meal, meaning the Passover, Jesus becoming the meal, would become exactly what the Father had intended to do from the first Passover until now. And then another line says, and they were about to enter into the place where all bondage could be healed. And when I read this particular part where all bondage could be healed, I just thought about the Israelites. And I went over to Exodus, and this is what I was sharing on Sunday when I went over and I was reading it and where they were brought out. I'm just recapping on this one, where they were brought out of Egypt. And I'm like, they were really supposed to abide in a place where bondage really was all healed, all of it. And as I kept reading, and it wasn't but 3 days where they started to murmur. And I was just like, you were brought out of bondage 400 and something years, and you began to murmur. You were brought over into place where you're supposed to be dwelling in the habitation of the Father, and you're murmuring. And I looked up the word murmur. It's really interesting because it ties right into where we are. I was like, whoa. It means to stop, usually overnight. It means abide all night. It also means to cause to lodge all night. Look at that. Now, if you think about their murmuring, and you think about what we just learned in our habitation, we're supposed to be dwelling in the habitation of our Father. When they began to murmur, it brought them back to
Yes.
Egypt, where now they're staying overnight. They're lodging overnight in their mind now, back in
Yep.
Egypt.
Yep.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So that brings us to the second fragment. But this first fragment is going to tie into the second, so I had to recap on this one here. All right. So my second fragment started just from our resurrection title. I read the title and that was it. I was stuck there.
Bless God.
Sometimes I just read the title and it's over. And it says, His goodness is the power of His resurrection. And I was like, whoa. I was like, that's really powerful. So this means our mind being affected agreeably. When our mind is affected agreeably, that is the power
Yeah.
of His resurrection.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm like, when my mind is like His mind, I'm in the power of His resurrection. So I was thinking on that. And then I began to realize just what was happening like in my everyday life. And I began to realize that There's an onslaught of cares. There's an onslaught of distractions and situations that have been taking place lately.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all made sense to me. All of these things come to keep our mind
mm-hmm.
from remaining in a position
yes.
of being affected agreeably.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
That was so true.
If our mind is consumed with a care, think about this. Just think about any care. There's a care there. It's like you're replaying the situation that just occurred. You replay it in your mind over and over. You're now focused on the care. And then because of that care, your mind is now not affected agreeably.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your mind is just in the care or the situation. So in thinking on that, then this came to me. This is what I heard. Part of a verse. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation.
Yes.
So, you know, of course, I had to go over there. And those are the words of Lucifer. And watch this, guys. It's really powerful. This is the verse here. It's Isaiah 14 and 13. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. Sit means to sit down, specifically as judge, in ambush, in quiet, to dwell, to remain, and it means habitation.
Wow.
And also make to inhabit. So this is Lucifer's plan.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to sit in ambush and in quiet, cause you to dwell in my habitation.
Yep.
Watch what mount means. It means promotion. And promotion is the action of raising someone to a higher position or rank.
Mm.
Satan's demise, his plan, his tactic, is to sit on our promotion. We just learned of the place where we're supposed to dwell. His resurrection, in his ascension, in his habitation, but he sits on it.
Yep.
So we never dwell there. We never dwell in his resurrection power. He would sit in ambush or in quiet, bring forth a care, or create situations that would cause us to murmur. And in our murmuring, watch this. It fills our mind, and our murmuring causes us to lodge in the habitation of Satan.
Yes.
So now we're there, and we're now hindered from functioning in the power of his resurrection.
Yes.
And I'm going to share a story with you that just happened to me on Monday. I'm going to show it plainly. Everything I just shared, I'm going to show it perfect picture. We had a job on Monday. It's a high-rise building, million-dollar homes, and you have to go through security. And the security, there's a window, you know, the person slides open the window and they're there and the computer's in front of them. And there's also a door next to the window. Okay. I'm there. I hand the lady our IDs and, you know, she's never greeted me, never smiles, never says hi, never says nothing, whatever. So I'm used to it. So I give her the IDs, you know, she types everything to the computer and she calls the customer. The customer doesn't answer. And so she tries again, tries again. Now, mind you, pastor comes over eventually because he was getting our equipment ready. He comes over and just, you know, we're just waiting around. And she opens the door and she speaks specifically to Apostle. She calls him. She's like, Todd, is she speaking directly to him? Okay, mind you, I was still standing right there in front of the window, and the window was still open. I'm the one who handed her my IDs, our IDs, but she specifically opens the door and talks to him. I was like, what in the world? Was really bothered by this. Because I'm like, okay, I gave you the IDs. I'm thinking to myself, why are you talking to somebody else? So I was just besides myself. And so she's still talking to him and saying, you know, I can't let you up because I didn't reach the customer. You have to call her. I'm right there. But she's telling him to call. So anyway, he tells me, you know, to call. I still call. And finally, you know, I reach her. She calls the customer. The customer tells her to let us up. And then she opens the door again and says, okay, you guys are good. And so here I'm sitting here looking at, you know, Apostle, and I'm like telling him the whole thing. I'm like, the window's open. I'm right here. Like, she can talk to me. And sorry, to backtrack, on the way over to security, we were in Rhema. So after that whole situation, I was sidetracked. That thing just threw me for a loop.
Ambushed is what you
that's where I'm getting. I was,
Hello. You know,
besides myself here. So
Hello, Allison.
I'm murmuring. Yes.
You have to also let them know. She was a black woman,
Well, I didn't
not
want to add
talking
that in.
to, yeah, you have to add it because it's the facts. She was a black woman not talking to a white woman about what the situation was and what was going on. I believe you have to add that because it gives rhyme to the reason. And she's a black woman and she's from the islands and
Oh,
she you understand where I'm coming from now.
yes.
Yeah, I never.
She's from the islands and so she wasn't trying to associate with her. And I'm sorry to say it, but it's just the truth. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Go on with your testimony.
Yes. So I'm now murmuring. Guys, I'm now murmuring. I'm no longer in the habitation of my father. Because this quiet situation, the woman didn't even talk to me, so it was quiet. She spoke to Apostle, yes, but it was a quiet ambush to get me out of my father's habitation and now into his.
Yes.
So now guess what? I'm no longer in the power of his resurrection.
Exactly.
Because I'm the habitation of Satan. I'm now bearing his fruit.
Yeah.
My propitiation was gone. I'm sitting here concerned about her and why she has an attitude, why she never talks to me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
There we go. Murmuring.
Yes.
Just totally messed up my promotion.
Yeah.
I'm no longer elevated in his resurrection power. Totally diverted, totally ambushed.
Yes. Yeah. It happens to us all the time. Without us even realizing it.
Yes. So there we go. Yeah. So his tactics, TGM, is to distract us, to pile us down with cares, to get us into his habitation, preventing us from remaining in his resurrection power. But of course, this can be eradicated. And the remedy and the prevention is in the very title that we started with.
Yeah.
His goodness.
Yeah.
Is the power of his resurrection.
Amen. Amen.
It's his rhema that affects our minds agreeably. We can remain in our position in the Lord's resurrection when our mind is consistently in rhema. So in that situation, what was I supposed to do? Yes, I was diverted, ambushed, but just getting right back into rhema.
Yes.
Elevate me, raise me up, promote me back into the power of his resurrection. I missed it for a moment.
Yeah.
But this is what we're learning. We have the ability. We have the ability by his goodness. Simply getting into a rhema where my mind now can be affected agreeably. Where I can now abide in his habitation. No longer in the habitation of my enemy. Where I'm bogged down and bearing his fruit. No, 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 no. He's out to stop the resurrection power. But no, 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 no. When we have this awareness right here, see his tactic? See his plan? No. Yes. He's not stopping our resurrection power. He gave me one more proof. Brought me right back to Mark 4. In the cares of this world. Right there.
Yeah.
Stop right there. Cares means through the idea of distraction. Distracted by that nonsense. And distraction is a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. Our full attention is to be in Rhema, TGM.
Yeah. Yep.
Full attention is to be where our mind is saturated agreeably, our mind is affected agreeably. That's where we're supposed to dwell. And it says the cares of this world, and it says entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't bearing any of God's fruit in that moment. I was bearing the fruit of Satan, murmuring, complaining, mad, annoyed. But watch what entering in means. It means to go in, enter. Metaphorically means of affections entering the soul.
Mm-hmm.
We know the soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We entered into my mind.
Yep.
There you go. His thoughts are now my thoughts. Now I was in his habitation. Because my mind was affected by something that the enemy placed in front of me.
Yes.
And my mind was there. And hence, going back, the word was choked and it became unfruitful.
Yes.
No longer bearing his fruit.
Amen. Amen.
And one Holy Ghost note from Apostles' Notes says, when our minds have been affected agreeably, that constitutes remaining fruit.
That's God.
Those are my two fragments for you on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Oh,
can I go? Please, can I go?
Sure.
Because I've been sitting over here trying to hold my mule, but your message tonight
just validates everything that I've been studying.
Amen.
And
Amen, Jay.
at first I was thinking like, man, this ain't really, after you've been teaching for a while and you kind of develop a groove, you kind of be like, everything hits, like it hits. But this was just kind of weird to me when I was studying. I'm like, why is it nothing clicking? And I felt like I wasn't able to connect anything, but your message tonight just validated everything that I wrote down.
That's God. Amen. Amen.
And I would like to share if possible.
Sure.
Amen. Of course.
Okay, now it's a short thing, and this just blessed me so much because you just validated everything. All right, now this kind of stemmed from Sunday Apostles' message, and I was studying that scripture, John 14 and 2. And it says, "In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you," right? Now, Apostle taught us that a place means a location, condition, opportunity. But upon further studying, if you look at that word place in its origin, it actually means a land which is plowed or already cultivated, or a land that has been cultivated or refined for sowing. So what Jesus was saying was that he went to prepare a cultivated land. Now, when you deal with the land that's been cultivated, you're getting ready to plant something. The land is already ready for, it's ready to receive seed. And if I looked up that word planted, it means to place a seed bulb or plant in a place to grow. That's that elevation you was talking about, that promotion. To place or fix in a specified location. And it kind of stuck out to me because what God revealed to me is that the location that he's trying to plant us in is at his Father's house.
Yes.
And another definition for the word plant means to bury. So now we're tapping into baptism because now, the death, burial, and resurrection. And so essentially, it's like we're being buried at our Father's house.
That's
Now,
God.
when you bury something, the definition of bury means to lose someone, especially a relative, through death. But it also means to completely cover or cause to disappear or become inconspicuous. So when something is buried, it's placed in the ground with the intentions of it never being moved again.
Amen.
If he's trying to bury us in his Father's house, he's burying us there with an intention for us to never be removed from that position.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And also, when we are buried, we lose ourselves, meaning our sinful nature, and it becomes completely covered by his love, grace, and his goodness.
Amen.
And it was just like, going back to that word place. And I thought about Apostle when I read this. Another definition for place that stuck out to me was the word scabbard. And a scabbard is defined as a sheath used for holding a sword or a dagger. And the main purpose of the scabbard was to protect the blade from rust or degradation. It also acts as a secure housing or place for the blade. So what am I saying? God's goodness is going to be a scabbard unto us to shield and protect us and secure us and house us in him.
Bless God.
Now, when
Amen.
you think about a sword, when a sword is sheathed, the blade is,
Amen. Amen.
sorry about that. When you think about a sword that is sheathed, the blade is totally secured and held in place
and protect it from outside elements that could cause degradation. And degradation is the process in which the beauty or quality of something is destroyed or spoiled. It also means the act of lowering something or someone to a less respected state.
Yeah, lower the rank.
Yes. God's goodness protects us from the degradation of this world and preserves us in a respected state.
Yes.
And another thing that stuck out to me too, and I have to share this part, is that axe that was laid at the root is also protected from degradation as well, so it won't corrode. Meaning that axe is going to stay at the root with the same sharpness that was applied to it from the jump.
Wow.
And that's pretty much where, you know, what I was involved in.
Amen. Amen.
And so your word tonight just really validated everything that I was studying.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Scott.
Amen.
Because you talked about like how you were, you know, you were removed from one position to another position, yet I've studied about like how he's trying to bury us in a certain position.
Yes. And the enemy is trying to keep us from being buried in that place.
Constantly. It's like a reverse resurrection. Like he's trying to resurrect us back unto our worldly sinful nature.
Yes.
And it's like the Father's trying to keep us buried.
Yes. That is so good. That is so good right there.
Amen.
I keep seeing in both what Minister Joshua is saying and Elder Allison, you know, we've always said that Satan was a thief. And we know he is a thief. But look to the depths. I never saw it from this angle. Look to the depths that he robs us. I mean, with what we're seeing even clearly, he's robbing us constantly of our true place. And he does it with distractions, and we don't even realize it most of the time until it's over.
Yeah.
And God is really, really trying to get us to a place. And because I experienced something also where he was totally, totally pulling me out of of the place in him, in a total agreement with him. He was I experienced it too, also just last week. And I just, so I know it happens so quickly and so easy. And that's why God is really trying to, I mean, this was really, really good, because we see the enemy's plans are being exposed. God is exposing all these recessed places that he's gotten away with over the years. But God is putting an end to it by making us so aware, and us even sharing with one another the things that we're going through, things that have come up, and it's making us all aware. And God would have it that way. That's what he wants us, is aware and staying in a place that we stay ready in such a manner that we can say, oh no, you got me once there, or you almost got me, whatever the case might be. But no, I see you now, and I see you clearly. Yep. And I just bless God, because we going back to what we learned years ago, and that is the fact that he will try, but God is letting us know that we don't have, we can receive it or don't receive it.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't have to go the way he's taking us, because mm-hmm. God is making us aware. He's making us aware.
Amen.
That's Amen. Awesome. It's awesome.
Amen. I see too. Where Minister Joshua shared the things that you shared, we actually see it in the Song of Moses and the children of Israel, because one of the parts of the song was the Lord is my strength and song.
Yes.
And you can see when they described him being their strength, you can see what Minister Joshua described as they were completely covered. And then it says, Amen. He become my salvation. Jay described that never being moved.
Yeah.
And then yes. The other part was, hold on, I'm looking at the notes here. And the Lord is a man of war. And he described the scabbard, which is the dagger, which was how he shields and protects us.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Those,
just a little sidebar. You see him right there in the Amen. Song of Moses and the children of Israel.
Bless God.
See him right Bless there.
Oh, man.
Amen. Amen. God's faithfulness is just amazing. It's amazing.
That's
why he would have us. That's why he would have us to stay in the study.
Yes.
So that we can stay ready. Because in those situations, we just have to revert our mind to what we've been hearing, the study yep. we've been hearing, rather than what the enemy is trying to feed us.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not going to stop. So nope. we can't stop, because he's not going to stop. No sooner, I was going to say, no sooner you get out of the word, he's right there. But he, a lot of times, doesn't wait for you to get out of the word. He's right there while you're in it, trying to distract you from being immediately. Yes. Yep. Yes.
Yep. Yes. What you're describing, Elder Don, is actually part of the prayer that you read last night. Well, let me pull it up here. Right here. And it was powerful. I was like, whoa.
That was Mark 4, too.
Right where it says,
That's true, Jay.
A community of chains.
Mm-hmm.
They have agony exposed by the mere presence of my arrival.
Yep.
My interpretation right there is when the axe was laid at the root, it cut off all those chains.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you feel them in the distance, meaning mm-hmm. they're.
Yes.
And it says, yes. They have agony.
Yeah.
Exposed by the mere presence of my arrival.
Mm-hmm.
Our arrival is in our Father's house.
Yeah.
There, all these chains that were cut off, they're having agony.
Yeah.
Because of mm. power, because of the presence of our arrival.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
like in anguish because they cannot connect that's back unto
exactly.
us.
Exactly. They're because there. That's what they're wanting to do. They want to mend themselves back.
Yes, that's the next line. They're yes. broken, they're rusted, yeah. but they're trying to find a way to mend themselves yes. back.
Yes. And that's what we're seeing.
Exactly.
And we're seeing it so clearly at this time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's awesome to me. God's making it very clear. And he has given us the tools that we need for yes. them never to be mended again.
Hallelujah.
And that's his word, staying in what he's saying, staying in what he's giving us. He's opened up our territory so we can grab from anywhere and it's yes. going to fit right in where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what he's given us.
So basically, when we stay in the rhema word, we cause those chains to degrade and become rusted and unable to be secured unto us.
Yes. Yep.
I just saw that in the reverse. Like, okay, so when we stay in the rhema, we cause degradation to his plans. But if we get pulled out, then we become subjected to degradation.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. That's the truth.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That is the truth right there. And I bless God. I thank him. Because, you know, we just have to stay alert. We can't slumber. We can't slumber. Because when you slumber, you're going to end up in a desolate place. Rusted and broken. Just like, you know, because that's what the enemy wants. Yeah. He continues to steal from us. Continuously. And he's stealing the very anointing of God. That's what he's taking from us. I mean, that's how I see it. Because you can't function in the anointing and under God's anointing and be not in the mindset of God. So he keeps you from doing the things of God. And that's the way we really have to see it, because that's the way it really is.
I see also that he's taking possession of us and he's trying to take us from a certain place.
Yes.
So he's stealing us from the festival.
Yep. Snatching you, keeping you from even getting in it.
Yep.
Or not. And if you've got in it, he won't let you remain. He doesn't want you to remain there. He pulls you, causes you to be unfruitful.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless God.
We have reached our expanded dominion time.
Yes, yes, yes. I happen to just look up to bless God. Amen, everyone.
Rhema family. Oh.